Now, before the start of the podcast, Liz was telling me that she sat in a room above the sweet shop at Beamish, and I'm just imagining some lovely smells floating up the stairs from the cinder toffee that they usually make downstairs. Yes. Liz, you're actually open again now, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, Melanie. It's great. We opened up on the 12th of April. That was our grounds only offer, because obviously that was in line with government guidance under step two. But as we've got a lovely open big site where we are, we were able to open our grounds. But the exciting news now is we're after the 17th of May, so we've started to open up some of our exhibits. Uh-huh. And we've got our transport running around the site as well. So some of our lovely period 1950 buses are transporting our visitors around the site, which is great.
Oh, that's, you know, I'm so pleased, because when we're in lockdown and you can't get out and about, we quite often visit Beamish, even if it's just for a walk around, well, just a walk around, because you haven't got any sort of traffic as such. Yes, you've got your old-fashioned traffic, but I just think it's such a therapeutic place, and it's DBN Wellness Awareness Month, actually. And, you know, it's just, would you agree? It's a lovely place just to visit, just to switch off, isn't it?
Completely, Melanie. You know, as soon as you step through those museum doors and you're out into our lovely valley where we're located, we've got over 300 acres and it's just beautiful, really peaceful. And you can step through the doors and switch your phone off, because you might not get a Wi-Fi signal out there anyway, not be checking your emails, and just have some lovely downtime to relax with family and friends, have a stroll around, you know, go into town, do a bit of Edwardian shopping, go and get a cup of tea in the tea rooms, or you might want to wander down to the Pitt Village and get lovely fish and chips from Davies. lots of choices.
You have now, because of course, you know, Beamish didn't always have all these facilities, did they? Because when I first started visiting Beamish, it very much was just an open air museum, but there was no way to get, you know, any food or drink, other than I think there was a little cafe at the entrance, which is still there now. Uh-huh. But I'm just going to sort of rewind our conversation back a little bit. And what I should have said at the start is, for those who don't know what Beamish is, Beamish Museum, anyone who doesn't know what Beamish Museum is has probably been living a very sheltered life. But can you just tell us a little bit about the museum itself and your role is in the museum?
Yeah, sure. So I work in the partnership team, and we basically do a lot of fundraising to get money in, because Beamish is a charity, which I think perhaps a lot of people don't realise. So we're continually looking at ways of bringing in income. We do get 95% of our income from our visitors coming in from ticket sales, retail, and from buying a cup of tea in the tea rooms. But as you can imagine, we have quite a lot of high overheads. And during the pandemic, we had quite a rough ride, as everybody did, really. But, you know, we did have a lot of financial challenges because we've had to close our doors several times, and we still had some costs there as well. So we had to keep our costs down to a minimum, but we still had to obviously provide care for our animals. So we've got animals at the farm. We've got a lot of horses as well on site, mm-hmm. which people have probably seen, and they need to be looked after by our sort of animal welfare team. So that all had to happen during the pandemic, as well as maintenance of our buildings and grounds. Our period vehicles, although they were sort of put on hard standing, you know, you can't just leave vehicles because, you know, they need oiling and they need running regularly. So we have had costs during the pandemic, but we've not had the income that we normally have. So we have been sort of grateful to get some government financial support, which has really helped. But obviously we missed out on three or four really big sort of trading periods for us with two Easters and Christmas. So yes, it's not been easy for us. Lots of financial challenges, shall we say.
So there's been obviously during the pandemic, there's been a lot of negatives, and that goes without saying, but have you seen any positives from the pandemic?
Yes, definitely, Melanie. Sort of we've tried to diversify a little bit, and we've been doing some exciting things online as well, actually. So we bought our online shop in, so if people can't get to the museum, they can still support us by buying gifts and items in our online shop, which is very exciting. And also we've been doing, we did digital Santa at Christmas. So people could, people could book online for their children to see Santa, which was just lovely. Obviously not quite the same as seeing him in person, but it was the next best thing and it proved really popular.
Yeah.
The other thing that we've done as well is our afternoon teas, which are amazing, usually in the tea rooms. We've been taking them out to people, to their homes. So if you booked an afternoon tea, you would get a costumed member of our staff delivering it to your home, which was really something quite special and was really popular, actually.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't.
That was amazing. And in addition, our Victorian school lessons went online as well. So, and again, that really took off. It was highly popular when the, when children were sort of stuck at home, sort of doing their home learning. They were able to sort of dial in and get a Victorian school lesson from our Victorian school teacher, who's absolutely fabulous.
So, I wonder if she had a dunce's hat ready for somebody.
Probably. Stand in the corner.
I'm sure my age now, and as well, I used to watch quite a lot Anne of Green Gables, which... I'm really showing my age now. Everyone laughed at that up. So obviously we've talked about the negatives and some of the positives. So what's happening with Beamish in the next 12 months?
Right. Well, as I said, we have opened up our grounds, and now that we're after the 17th of May, we've opened up some of our exhibits. Our transport is gradually coming back. At the minute, we've got buses. And we will be having the trams, but there's still some maintenance work to do on our trams. I learned this the other day, you can't just apparently bring the trams back.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, where are our trams? And they said, oh, we need to do track work and maintenance on the trams. But those will be being worked on as we speak. So they will start to appear, which is exciting. And then our events team are very busy, I know, sort of starting to think about different events that they can do. We've got some events online, so we've had sort of Living with the Georgians online, but anybody that wants to come into the museum can actually see some of these events as well. And we've recently had a couple of car rallies which have proved really popular. I was just in the museum the other day and they had some beautiful Ford Model A cars, absolutely pristine condition, and they're just, you know, so elegant to look at. So that was really lovely as well. So things are sort of starting to come back to life at the museum again as well, and we're sort of gradually planning, you know, events that people can start to enjoy outside and obviously then eventually inside again.
That's really good news. And of course, we're here to talk about business as well. Of course, we've both supported each other, haven't we? So you are, yes, a member of DBN and we are a member of Beamish. So we are a member of the Beamish Business Friends scheme. Can you tell everyone a little bit more about that?
Yes. So Business Friends is an ideal opportunity to reward your staff in a very different and unique way. So if you wanted to join us, for a small business, it's £750 and you would get two of our corporate passes. And each corporate pass entitles up to five people to come in at any one time on any day that we're open throughout the year. So staff could bring family, friends with them if they wanted to, and have a lovely relaxing time at the museum. And the passes can obviously be shared around between your staff. At the moment, we're saying that the passes, because we realise that a lot of people are working from home. Mm-hmm. So if you send us an email, then obviously we can get around things that way through our entrance team. You do have to book onto, we've got timed entry slots at the moment, but everything's explained on the website and it's quite straightforward. It's just so that we can manage the flow of people through our entrance area. Mm-hmm. But once you're out into the museum, you're completely unrestricted. You don't have to sort of leave at a certain point. You can stay all day and have a relaxing visit. And then the other thing with the Business Friends is that you get some PR opportunities. So we can put your company logo on our website and display your name at our main visitor entrance on our, we've got some supporters boards there. And we can also invite you to various of our business friend events that happen, sort of exclusive events that happen through the year. Previously, we've held one in the summer, which has been our 1950s event, which is highly popular, with live music and rock and roll band. And, you know, you can dress up and wear your 50s skirts, and men wear, you sort of wear their 50s outfits, and they just look fantastic. And then we usually have an event as well at Christmas time, which is hugely popular, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and the kids can obviously see a certain special visitor in a red suit. yes, it's really, really good value. And obviously, you're supporting the museum as well, which is excellent for us and helps towards our development. So at the minute we are developing in terms of, we're building a 1950s town, which is coming along really well. We recently got some money from the Heritage Lottery Fund to help us restart that. So we're looking, the next exhibit to be opened in that will be our 1950s recreational ground. So if you can remember back to when you were a child and you went to the park and there were old-fashioned swings and slides, and there was the little horse that you used to sit on, and there's a group of you could sit on at one time, and then like the merry-go-rounds and things as well.
Will it have a seesaw?
I'm sure we'll have a seesaw, Melanie. Is that what you
call? I used to go to a park at Chopple with my uh-huh. mum years ago, and they had everything you've just said, but they also had shuggy boats as well.
Right.
Little ones, but the seesaw, I used to love that. Me and my sister used to go on the seesaw feed. Anyway, I digress. Yes, I'm getting all excited.
So that's going to be happening hopefully in sort of late summer. And then another building that we've got, which I'm really excited about, is something called Spainsfield Farm. So this was a farm that a family who lived in Weardale in this farm donated it to us, because gradually the family was starting to move out of Weardale. It's in quite an isolated place, and I think in the winter it was really cut off. Mm-hmm. So as sort of the children came along, I think they were sort of moving out and not staying at the farm. So the family decided, rather than the farm just be left to get run down and eventually just disappear from the landscape, they would donate it to the museum. And we've been able to rebuild it brick by brick. And it's really beautiful. It's just on the hillside at Beamish, and it just looks like it's been there forever. So we're hoping that will be opened up soon for our visitors to enjoy. And then over at Pockley, we're going to have some exciting developments happening there. So keep your eyes peeled for our social media, and that will be telling everybody what's happening. So yes, exciting times really for the museum.
Oh, that's, you know, can you not give us a spoiler? Come on, give us a spoiler.
Oh, wish I could.
No, that's lovely. So if anyone would like to become a business friend supporter, you know, and join the yes. business friend scheme, yes. what's the best way they can do that?
The best thing to do, Melanie, is if they can just drop me an email. I'll give you my business friends email address, which is businessfriends@beamish.org.uk. Just drop me a line, and then if you want to purchase all business passes, that's absolutely great. We do offer a large business pass as well, so I can let you have all that information. Yeah, so get in touch, that would be great, because we really appreciate all the support that we get. It really, you know, helps keep us developing how we want to, because Beamish is here to stay. We're an iconic part of the Northeast, and our role is to keep telling the story of the Northeast community, how people lived really, and we want to keep telling that story. It's really important for the younger generation. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're here to stay, but we need obviously to keep raising funds and keep developing the museum as well. So the idea is, Frank Atkinson, our founder, wanted there always to be part of the museum that was in living memory of people yeah. coming in.
Yeah.
So I think we've had that in the past, and we want to continue that. And that's why we're developing the 1950s, so that grandparents can sort of come in and say, oh yes, I can remember how this was in my granny's house or whatever, you know.
I think I can only speak from my personal experience, but I think that's part of the attraction for me. It takes me back to being a child when I was at my grandparents' house, and some of the happiest years of my life, just, you know, when you're with your grandparents and they spoil you, don't you? But
It's, oh, definitely.
Being in his garden. So I had my granddad's garden, so I love walking down by the old railway station, and just past there, there's a little allotment, and it just reminds us of my granddad's garden. I could just sit there forever and have an ice cream, and it's just, it really is my happy place. It's a place to switch off.
Definitely.
Just think about times that have gone by. But anyway, it's been lovely talking to you, Liz. So I'm sure you'll be really busy with school kids. And
hopefully.
And hopefully me too, actually.
Oh, brilliant.
Me and my husband and my daughters are making a trip. I don't know what day yet, but we'll certainly be down for that ice cream.
Oh, that's great. And I think the weather's supposed to be a bit better, isn't it? Hopefully, so.
The forecast is supposed to be lovely over the next week. Yeah. I think we very much deserve it. I think up until now, we've had a bit of a bad deal when it comes to the weather. But now, ironically, now that we can actually go out and enjoy, the fresh air a little bit more, the weather's been bad, so we've been stuck in anyway.
I know. Hopefully now, this is our chance to break out.
I know. It's been lovely talking to you, Liz. And
thank you, Melanie.
I'll see you at the next DVN meeting. And thank you very much for all your support.
Oh, lovely. And thank you for your support too.
You're welcome. We'll speak soon. Bye.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye. Bye.